Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
All eyes are focused on Alaska's special general election to fill the remaining term of the late Congressman Don Young, which ends January 2023. The State Division of Elections reports that August 31st is the date for review of the special general election race to determine if any candidate received 50% plus one vote. If not, ranked choice tabulation begins. September 2nd is the target date for the State Review Board to certify the election. As it stands, neither of the three candidates in the race have 50% of the vote and are hoping that the ranked choice tabulation plays in their favor. Those three candidates include Democrat Mary Peltola, Republican Sarah Palin, and Republican Nick Begich. Peltola spoke with KSRM on her support.
I feel like Alaskans, like most Americans, are tired of the negativity and partisan divide in D.C., and I think one of the reasons my message is resonating with voters is because they know I have a long history of bipartisanship and working across party lines, and there's more that unites us as Alaskans than divides us, and it's really time that we stop focusing on what's right for Republicans or Democrats and be focused on what's right for Alaskans and Americans.
Begich, who recently appeared on KSRM's Sound Off, discussed why he came behind both Peltola and Palin.
Well, you know, look, at the end of the day, it's about getting the message out. There's a lot of folks out there that are living their daily lives, that they're out working, and you know, name ID is a powerful force.
Begich was asked if his last name is working against him.
I think there's an element of that, I do, and that's something that we have, you know, tried to address for the entire campaign.
The Kenai City Council enacted an ordinance increasing estimated revenues and appropriations that authorizes a construction agreement and purchase order for the sludge press replacement project. A formal invitation to bid was released in June seeking construction services to provide for the replacement of the 40-plus-year-old sludge press at the wastewater plant. The department will replace it with a new Andritz screw press, and its expected delivery is scheduled for late October 2022. City Manager Paul Ostrander.
A sludge press is what presses out the liquids from the solids and dewaters those solids, so then we can then ship them off to the landfill. So it's the last step in the process of the wastewater treatment plant. So you have those solids and you want to dewater them so that you take less weight to the landfill than you would otherwise.
The bids were originally due on June 28th, and based on a lack of interest from contractors, the due date was extended to July 22nd. The two bids were received, with the low bid being withdrawn at the request of the bidder, leaving Blazy Construction the lowest responsive and responsible bidder at a cost of just shy of $1.5 million. Ostrander added,
so the engineer's estimate was about $100,000, $120,000 less than what the bid was, but we had more than the engineer's estimate budgeted for the project initially.
The ordinance will also appropriate contingency funding for the processing of charge orders in the amount of $72,000, approximately 5% of the total construction contract, as well as $25,000 for city admin services and $143,000 for engineering contract administration services, for a total appropriation cost of $240,000. And according to the city's director of public works, Scott Curtin, wrote, the completion of this work now is essential for the city, as parts haven't been available for the existing press for an extended period of time, with failed pieces often requiring fabrication to maintain operability. And for more details, log on to our website at radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.